Praise the Lord. Dear friends, today we would like to meditate on Jesus who is with us, always with us. And we start this meditation reading from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 28, verses 18 to 20. Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age." Remember, I am with you always to the end of the age. We know there are four Gospels. The four Gospels acknowledged by the Church as canonical Gospels. And of these four Gospels, two of them narrate the story of the ascension of Jesus. And the Acts of the Apostles also tell us that on the 40th day after the resurrection, Jesus ascended into heaven and he disappeared. A cloud came and took him away from the sight of the disciples. And as the disciples were looking up into the heaven, there appeared angels and told them that the Master whom you saw going up on the clouds will come back again like that. So this gave the impression that through the ascension, Jesus has somehow gone away from us, that he is away, he is not with us. This impression is corrected and reinterpreted in the Gospel of Matthew and John, the two Gospels that do not speak about an ascension. In fact, the Gospel of Matthew ends with the words that I have just read, "I am with you always to the end of the ages." So what is the meaning of ascension? Ascension doesn't mean that Jesus has gone away. Of course, we cannot see him physically. He has disappeared from our sight. But open your inner eye and you will see him. So what does it mean that he is taken up? The ascension means that Jesus has been glorified. In the letter to the Philippians, Paul is telling about the incarnation where Jesus did not consider the equality with God to be something that should be kept up, but he emptied himself of that dignity, of that glory, took up on himself the form of a slave and became a man. So the glory that was abandoned, that he emptied himself of, was taken up by the resurrection and ascension. So what it means to be ascended, what it means to sit at the right hand of God, is interpreted by Matthew telling, "All authority in heaven and earth has been given to me." Jesus has taken up the entire authority of God. Sitting at the right hand means he is the representative of the Father. He is the one in it. The Father has given all authority into his hands. And now, where do we find him? He is with us to the end of the ages, he said. It's not just a promise. It's not something about the future. He is telling, "I am with you," not "I will be with you." "I am with you always, without end." To the end of the age, if you translate it from the Greek, it would mean to the completion of the age, to the fulfillment. Till the entire history of salvation is completed, fulfilled, brought to fulfillment, I will be with you. I am with you. God is present. Jesus is present with us. He's not gone away. So open your eyes, enter your heart, and he is there, inspiring us, strengthening us, always guiding till the fulfillment. So don't despair. Don't think you are alone. You are not alone. God is, Jesus is with you. And that's what his name means, Emmanuel. Immanuel means God is with us. So he is always with us in all our dangers, all our sickness, all our despair. All through every moment, he is with us.